Howdy. Happy Sabbath to you. It's great to be with you. I'm going to start off with a quote. Until we care more about what God thinks than what other people think, we are never truly free. And that is a quote by Christine Kane. In your life, do you feel like sometimes you get crosswise with the world? I think for me personally, I have no doubt that more and more in life, I see people being influenced to hate us because we are Christians. For me personally, again, this is another personal statement. I have a personal distaste for nationally syndicated news. It's always bothered me for some reason. But the more I look at news articles and that kind of thing, it just seems like more and more there is an onslaught on godly values that is more just out in the open and more constant right now. When I read some of the articles that are published in print on the internet right now, I get upset. It makes me angry. So, knowing that I'm getting angry and knowing that that is really not a good state to be in, I wanted to try and better understand the methodology of the attacks on God's ways. And what I've seen is I've often seen that accusation is a major tactic in trying to see what will stick against God's ways. I see accusations that I don't care for people. I see accusations that I'm being judgmental. I see accusations that I'm non-tolerant. I see that accusations are easier to throw out there than to provide evidence and have a back and forth conversation about something. And furthermore, I know that Satan uses accusations to try and to get me to sin. Go to Revelation 12:10. Go to Revelation 12:10. Then I heard in a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of God, of our God and the power of our Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before God, our God, day and night, has been cast down." We are going to be accused of many things, and those accusations are going to be early and often. Day and night. So how can we better handle our emotions and our thoughts when we are accused? What is a way that is pleasing to God? I have 2 points for you to consider today in this regard. The first point for you to consider is to listen to God. Listen to God. That's who we need to listen to. My second point is that you need to be ready to walk to your own beat. Walk to your own beat. My first point is to listen to God. I think the best way to have an overall good attitude is to have that strong connection to God, knowing that godly principles are those immovable rocks that are not swayed by ideas or commentary or agendas. Our agenda should be to live in line with how God set up the natural order of the universe. Let's go to Galatians 1:10. Galatians 1:10. Am am I saying this now to win the approval of people or God? Am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be Christ's servant. God has given mankind a full choice on how to live. So within society and our society can truly pick and choose what social rules it wants to have. And right now we are seeing a transformation of those societal norms into what people think is good for them. And I think this logic goes like this. You know, if I think it's good for everyone, then you should go along with me. But for us, we believe in something different. We believe in a higher calling. We believe in something higher than human reasoning. We listen to God. Go to Proverbs 29:25. That might not be the same. Sorry. What I have written down is, it is dangerous for you to be concerned about what others think of you, but if you trust in the Lord, you are safe. We are all going to face choices in what we do and what we believe in. Pleasing men who think correct behavior is just based on whatever the current social thinking is different than answering to a higher power. A higher power that God who set up the whole existence in the first place. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 4. But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who examines the heart. We are to be pleasing to God by listening to God and having ownership in His ways, which are true and right and produce goodness. So my second point is to walk to your own beat. Walk to your own beat. I think if you're a little bit of a maverick or a nonconformist, I think there's actually some good news, because I think God's family is for you. A component of staying strong in the faith is to know what you know and to own it, and to shun any and all theories that contradict God's ways. You're going to be conflicting views in your life. Those conflicting views are going to come from your family, maybe your parents, your friends, again, the media. The beauty of being who you are, each of us, is that we can decide to believe in God. We can decide that is the bedrock of who we are. At some point in your life, if not many points in your life, you might have to be crazy enough to say, "I don't care what you think. I own my own mind." Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:13. Thought this verse was interesting, because it says, you know, if we are out of our mind or besides ourselves, as some say, you know what? It's for God. And if we are in our right mind, it is for you. You can let others do your thinking for you. I really think that's what society wants right now. Or you can think for yourself, which is really what God wants for each of us. I think we get a really good example of laying down the gauntlet of what you believe in Joshua 24, 14, and 15. Joshua 24, 14 and 15. This is laying down the gauntlet. What do you believe? Now, therefore, fear the Lord. Serve him in sincerity and truth. And put away those other gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And you know what? If it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served, which were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So whether you recognize it or not, we all decide who we will serve. Will we serve an idea that God did not make man and woman? Will we serve an idea that the universe spontaneously generated laws and complex systems in life? Will we serve an idea where an accusation against God makes that statement true? And by the way, no answer is also an answer, because then you're just going along with the flow. If you make no answer, you're really like a boat without an anchor. You're just going to go on. So Jesus Christ told us to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us. And that is our correct frame of mind. But we are going to experience hateful words and attacks against us. It's easy for us to get caught up in the anger if we're not mindful of the big picture and have a solid foundation in God's word. We are to test all things and to hold fast to those things which are good. And this is the process of building up a spiritual structure. We increase in godly character when we listen to God. And when life's rains, they descend on us, and the floods come, and the winds blow, and they beat upon our beliefs, then we need to be able to walk our own beat at that time. So I'm going to leave you with one last quote. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates on it day and night.